Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. Well, I've certainly made it difficult for everyone to find us today because the clocks have gone ahead in America and not here. So half the people in the UK think the show is going ahead at 10 p.m. our time and not 9 p.m. But anyway, I'm glad to see that a few people have made it into the chat room because we have Gary coming on. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Hello, John Christie. Yes, yes. Just to confuse the entire world, the U.S. Went on daylight savings time yesterday, Sunday. Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
And I guess they don't over in Europe until what? Next week.
Next weekend. So, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
so really confuses
like that week in between.
Yeah, and it really confuses the situation. And it's my fault totally because I knew that your clocks had gone forward, but I wasn't thinking that I would have to be here an hour earlier. Anyway, luckily, I managed to locate Tom, who will be coming on just in a few moments. And Tom's theme today is rebirth. And it's just, you know, he's a member of the TU community. And I actually met him at Christmas up at Brother Sean Bradley's monastery up there in Storth.
Ah.
And he's a lovely guy. And he's going to be talking about rebirth and renewal, of course.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, and he's from over there in the United States, Asheville.
North Carolina. Yes.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Asheville, North Carolina. I thought he said Nashville. But anyway, I think he has
been.
Yeah,
that's over in Tennessee.
Yeah,
he was attending
a big conference in Nashville, and so that's where I've got myself confused, and is in the Order of Universal Interfaith, a member of the O-U-N-I, it looks like, or O-U-N-L.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
And this is a great topic with the spring equinox coming, next week, and right on time, very timely topic he'll be discussing, so looking forward to speaking with him and having him on with us.
Yeah, and we'll bring him on in just a few moments, but I'd just like to mention that I went to a Mind, Body and Spirit Fair in Warrington on Saturday and met a guitar singer-songwriter, guitar vocalist singer-songwriter by the name of Richard Keogh, and he's written some absolutely beautiful songs, and I said, if possible, I would try and play one today. So I think I'll play this one. It's called She Danced on the Water, and it's a beautiful song. I'm sure you'll agree with me, and I'm sure Tom won't mind me switching this song to this one. Thanks
okay.
a lot. Okay.
Dance on the water. My legs felt like letting it just wouldn't move. But this beautiful lady was too good to lose. So I stepped from the bank and I reached for her hand. And we danced on the water. Yeah. Begun. They sent out a party to see where I'd gone. All they found was the water. So where am I now? Well, I just couldn't say. But if you see me dancing on water your way, it may be to you that I call out and say, come and dance on the water.
I love that. And it's really strange because Richard Keogh, that's the singer-songwriter that whose song we just played, called himself the Angel Man. And Brother Sean Bradley, as most of you know, called himself the Barefoot Angel Man. And Tom Comiskey, our guest today, is also a member of the Tegu community of St. Francis, set up by Brother Sean Bradley. And he's going to join us now. Are you there, Tom?
Yes. Hi, Jan.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on tonight. I really enjoy this new venture here.
Well, you're used to doing the live streams, aren't you, on Brother Sean's live stream channel? You do quite a lot of presenting on there, don't you?
I do.
And if you want to put your link in for the TU USA community, that would be good, wouldn't it? You can put that in the chat room if you like, whenever you like, not just now if you're busy. So we'll just, you're going to talk about rebirth and renewal, being it's the spring equinox, aren't you?
That's
which
correct.
Is very appropriate.
That's correct, Jen. And Gary, I thought it would be appropriate to do that. And we're at that almost a week from today is the vernal equinox, the spring equinox. And so I will share that with you today.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Please.
Okay. Well, as I said, it's an amazing time. And just going to light my candle here.
Well, if you want to hang on a minute, we're going to be lighting everybody's candles in a moment.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully, well, we usually do a candle ceremony after the video, and everybody lights the candles together, and it's sort of a bit of a ceremony, because we like to make a ceremony out of things, because it makes it special, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Oh, yes, definitely. So I will hold off lighting my candle.
Okay.
And I will share with you, this story of spring renewal and rebirth.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Great.
So it's an amazing time. I was just out at the North Carolina Arboretum yesterday, and it was a beautiful day, and there was so much bubbling out there. We had an explosion of colors and light, and the trees, everything was just bursting. It was just incredible, as I'm sure, you know, everyone has seen in their own backyards with spring flowers and shrubs and trees just bursting. It's just been an amazing experience. And we've had an early spring. Mm-hmm. It's not been a rough winter, so our spring has come a little bit earlier. And we're just so grateful to see the greenery again and the life. And as Jan mentioned, we met, I think, a little bit this past summer.
Oh, we did, yes, but Christmas again, wasn't it?
And Christmas again.
Yes.
And when I was on the pilgrimage in the UK, my first time to Cumbria and the beautiful land there in Storth, and I had an experience of sacred travel. Some of you may have been on pilgrimages and gone on to experience beautiful things within sacred travel. And I was led to Northumberland and the Holy Island area of the North East England. And Brother Rob was kind enough to be my guide. And when I experienced the beauty of that place, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners may have been to Holy Island if they're in the UK, there is something called Lindisfarne Abbey, Lindisfarne Priory.
Oh, yeah, and, heard of it, yeah.
Oh, Jan, it is so beautiful. What struck me most was the energy and what I felt from the centuries past of these monastic monks who founded a community there. And I came back with a sense of renewal and a sense of rebirth, because I was over in England to formally take my vows as a lay Franciscan monk, and then also be part of the community, met some wonderful people, including Jan, and got to really know the community. And Holy Island is incredible. It's on the North Sea, and just the energy there was so invigorating. So I came back to America and started in August to create the branch of the community in the United States. And it's been an amazing experience. So, yes, spring is upon us, and it's a time of great balance. And as we look at the combination of day and light, the fact that there is equal light coming and equal nighttime, so equal daylight and equal nighttime, it's a time of great movement of energy. Everything is moving. I don't know if you can feel it. I mean, it is this Mother Earth is doing her thing. And it's just fantastic. You know, we're bursting forth,
yes,
with much energy. You agree, Gary?
Yes, it's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And I prefer spring to summer, don't you? Because spring is the promise, and summer doesn't actually deliver. Well, not in England, anyway.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I found a Native American Pawnee tribe prayer that I just want to share with you all.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes like this: Earth, ourselves, breathe and awaken. Leaves are stirring, all things moving, new day coming, life renewing. It's so beautiful.
Oh, it is. Lovely.
It sounds like a
it's
song.
Affirming. Yeah, it could be. Yes.
I bet it is.
Yeah, it is a song. Yeah.
Well, you can sing it next time, Gary.
Well, if I was Pawnee, I probably could, but yeah, Lakota, we have some similar ones. It sounds like a song.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure the Pawnees probably put it to song. So this time of spring, all the different traditions have different expressions of that, the new beginning, the rebirth. Mm-hmm. And as we see in the pagan and Wiccan tradition, the festival of Ostara. I've done some little bit of research, and I'm not a pagan, and I don't want to, you know, do a ritual that they do, but just wanted to share what somebody would read as the first candle would be lit, and that candle represents the blossoming earth. The wheel of the year turns once more, and the vernal equinox arrives. Light and dark are equal, and the soil begins to change. The earth awakes from its slumber, and new life springs forth once more. And then a yellow candle is lit to represent the sun. And what is said is so beautiful. The sun draws ever closer to us, greeting the earth with its welcoming rays. Light and dark are equal, and the sky fills with light and warmth. The sun warms the land beneath our feet and gives life to all in its path. And then finally, they light a purple candle, representing the divine in our lives. And what is said is, spring has come. For this we are thankful. The divine is present all around, in the cool fall of a rainstorm, in the tiny buds of a flower, in the down of a newborn chick, in the fertile fields waiting to be planted, in the sky above us, and in the earth below us. We thank the universe for all it has to offer us, and we are blessed to be alive on this day. Welcome life, welcome light, welcome spring. And that's so beautiful.
Oh, wow. Very powerful too, isn't it?
Yes. I've not been to a Ostara celebration, but I'm sure it is beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So the other story.
Yes.
Yeah. It is beautiful. The other story is from the Easter tradition. And most of if some of us who grew up in that tradition realize that Christians enter Lent, which is a time of cleaning house and taking inventory. And in the quiet stillness, some of us choose to maybe give up chocolate or using foul language as a sign of contrition or humility. Well, some folks will.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, foul language, I know. Could that be any of us? Oh, my.
Oh, no.
No, heavens no. And while others will enter more deeply into the mystery of death and resurrection, that speaks to a dying to the self, a letting go, and a letting God again. This season coincides with spring as the new shoots first burst forth and new life appears. So as the resurrection of Christ allows for the inner rebirth in oneself and a sense of divine hope and renewal, for we are one body, one spirit, one God or creator source, which I think is the essence of the Easter story.
Yes.
It is such a beautiful time of the year. And I also love it when Passover and Easter coincide too. That's an amazing experience for our Jewish friends.
Yeah.
So I also realized that last week was the festival called Holi in the Hindu tradition. And as you can tell, I'm an interfaith minister as well. So all of these traditions come together, and I value the treasures in each one of them. In each one of them, they are uniquely beautiful. And I'll just share from the Holi festival, which is when it recognizes the fact that we can put down any kind of enmity or sense of separation from the other. And what's amazing is that in India, where the caste system still prevails, during this time, everybody is kind of comes together and celebrates in unity. There's really no separation. And what I found, one person wrote about it, is very beautiful. Talks about in this festival that it's very affirming, and our very thoughts are supported by our emotions, and we say affirmations all the time, whether consciously or unconsciously, and the universe always says yes to our affirmations, always supporting them, because we are the universe, we are the tree of life. And we are creating our own reality through our thoughts, our feelings, and our spiritual impulses. And as she says, if we open our hearts, we elevate our spiritual center of gravity from the lower chakras and to the centers of personal survival, sexuality, and personal power to the higher realm of the heart chakra, replacing a three-dimensional reality with a fourth-dimensional reality. So we're able to release old patterns and old fears during that time of holy, and I see it as a time of transformation. And much like in the springtime, the butterfly, you know, does its beautiful, amazing transformation. Have you been seeing more butterflies, Jan, over there?
No, not yet. It's a little bit early for them here.
Gary, have you?
Not as of yet. That's coming very quickly, though.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen the little ones. We've seen little tiny ones.
Oh, the little tiny moths I've seen.
Yes, yes. They're coming back. And so it's just that shedding of the old and being kind of reborn in the new. So,
yeah.
You know, I think the East-West thing is going on more and more in our culture. And it's probably the biggest convergence in our psycho-spiritual experience to date. It's a sacred marriage. It's an alchemical process, as my friend Andrew Harvey speaks, where the great wisdom of all the major traditions are available, and they offer such great balance and harmony.
Of course. Yeah. And the more and more we look at that, and the more information that comes across all of our radar screens, if you will, the more mindful we become of this previous dualistic existence, to where, you know, we're seeing this duality, all the divisions and subdivisions of everything begin to fall away, and we begin to see the illusion of it all, and begin to embrace the oneness that we all are. You know, me coming from Lakota descent, you know, we have a phrase we say Mitaku Ye Oyasin. And Mitakuye Ryasin means all my relatives, but the meaning of the essence of the meaning is we are all related, and we are. We're related one to another. Not only that, but we're related to everything else. We're related to the birds, related to the sun, related to the earth, the trees, all of it. And the more and more mindful we become of that oneness, the more we see that, you know, we're related to everything, and we're responsible for everything, and all life.
Well, we're the gamekeepers, aren't we, really?
We are,
you know,
yeah.
We should be protecting all the species that share this planet with us. Because
all life.
They're all brothers and sisters, aren't they, really, to us?
Yes.
So.
Yes, yes. And it's so true. We when I was in seminary for being an interfaith minister, and the first exercise we did was this practice of seeing the other. And we stood in front face to face with a partner and just said, "I see you." And then in turn, the partner was said to him back, "And I see you seeing me." And this breaks open to this reality that we are all one. And, you know, it's that Christ consciousness, that unity consciousness, the Buddha consciousness, to the fact that we actually can see each other. And that is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's amazing. And for instance, in a few weeks, I'm doing a one-day meditation practice workshop with a Buddhist friend of mine, and we're calling it East West Monastery.
Wow.
Because it's going to be just a gentle day of contemplation, meditation, centering prayer, and to lead us all into that place of peace. And
that
what a great
wonderful
time of year to do it. Yeah.
Wish I could go.
Yes, because, you know, it's going to rebirth a lot. And because to be energized in the world, to do what we need to do in the world, I need to be renewed. I need to be rebirthed. And then to see that holy invitation that invitation before us that says to enter into this beautiful time of spring with all our beautiful traditions and all the wisdom teachings that will carry us through and allow us to be the people we're meant to be.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad to share this message.
That was a beautiful message. Thank you, Tom.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, there's something about spring that you don't get any other time of year.
Only in the spring.
It sounds stupid, doesn't it? No, it sounds silly, but anyway, yeah, it's my favourite time of year. And the later the year gets on, the more I can't wait for spring to come. So anyway, about us all being one, I've just written a song called The Christ Within. Well, I've just recorded it today. So I'm hoping to get a mix on that in the next 6 months or whenever. Whenever I get it done.
Lovely.
Get it mixed.
So we've got a new one to look forward to. Wonderful.
Spring is in the air, Cairo has just put down. Yeah, it is. And also, can I just mention that in the chat room, we have, hi, Mike now. Mike. And he's getting us some tickets to see the Dalai Lama in Manchester. So anybody who wants to go see the Dalai Lama in Manchester, contact Mike. Hi, Mike now. On the chat pages, and he'll give you the contact number of the lady that can get us the tickets. I don't think they've actually gone on general release yet, so you know you can be sure of getting a ticket if you contact Mike early. So,
and
are
really
you coming
quickly,
over? That? Sorry.
Just,
sorry.
What's that?
I was going to ask Tom if he's coming over.
I just wanted to simply just extend my thanks to Giovanna for helping and filling in last week.
Thank you, Jivanda.
Yes, I just wanted to quickly, I saw her coming in the chat room, and I just wanted to say a shout out to Jivanda really quick. She was brilliant last week, so that was all.
Yeah, oh, great. Thank you very much for that. Yes, I've got an aunt who's very ill in hospital, and they can't actually get her off the ventilator, but she's no worse and she's no better. But I keep sort of bobbing over to have a look at her, because she was my dad's sister, so I haven't got very much family left now. They're nearly all on the other side waiting for me, but I'm not going yet, so they'll have to wait a bit longer. But anyway, thank you for that beautiful message, Tom. It was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we're going
to
do a video, and it's about the whale song, which you were speaking about nature and things in nature, so we thought this whale song would be quite good. So if everybody wants to click on the link and pull up the player,
the link in the chat room. Go ahead and click the link and pull up the player. Pause the player and mute the sound, and when you've done that, send a heart up in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And there's my heart. That's my ticket. It shows I'm ready as we wait for the hearts to come rising up the chat room. It's a lovely song about the whales. Whale song with some beautiful visuals and uplifting music.
Yeah. So, is everybody ready? And I'll count you down. I'll start counting down. Ten.
Give him a couple seconds here, I think.
Okay, right.
Yeah, we'll wait to see a few more hearts. There we go. Here they come. Okay.
Okay. 10,
all right.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. Right now it's time for our candle ceremony. So if you'd like to light your candles, and you can do yours now too, Tom. And we light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also, because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. It also signifies the light that we take out into the world to encourage other people to let their light shine. I've also lit my Nag Shampa. Ready? It purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do now. And we do this live every time because we like to be in the now moment. Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies, we ask you to be with us now. Thank you. Wherever you are in the world right this moment, you are in the presence of the angelic realm and the divine Sananda and Magdalene energies. And we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. Thank you. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
I'd like everyone to imagine you're in a most beautiful field on a gorgeous spring day. The sun is warm, and yet there's a faint hint of coolness in the air. And if you haven't done so already, make sure your feet are planted firmly on the floor, and you may close your eyes. And as you envision yourself in this beautiful field on a gorgeous spring day, you hear the birds chirping in the distance. The sky is pure blue, and the sunlight is warming your brow. Just soak that in and get a sense of how you feel at this moment. Oh, weeping willow, greening up and swaying, inviting us to dream again. We invoke our Mother, Father, God, Gaia, Earth Mother, to shower us with your rosy petals from the weeping cherry, the Bradford pear, and the beautiful red buds. We feel, we envision all of these beautiful trees bursting forth in our beautiful field. And we breathe that in. And just breathe that in right now. All of that beautiful sunshine. All of the beautiful flowering trees and shrubs in front of you. And know this. And know this, my dear brothers and sisters. May the turning of the seasonal wheel from winter to spring and the rebirth of life bring us deeper attunement to the wisdom that lives in the blossoming flowers, the blooming fruit trees, the intelligence of cyclic seasons older than our measurements of human time on this planet. And just allow yourself to sink into that and to know that the seasonal wheel is turning for you, for all of creation, for divine humanity, for all beings. And now a gentle breeze begins to flow. And feel how that breeze feels on your shoulders and arms, continuing to feel the sunlight and the warmth. And as all those fruit trees and beautiful trees flow in the breeze, allow the petals from those trees to break open onto your being. To break open for us the immense sense of unity and beauty of who we really are. Who we really are as light bearers of peace. To bring that into our innermost core and to know who we really are. So, my brothers and sisters, may the coming of spring renew our hope in the dark moments of despair, fear, negativity, that love, that light, that kindness, that generosity, that dignity, that caring, that daring to dream of a healthy, peaceful, just, and sustainable world, along with the willingness to work for it, could actually be realized if enough of humanity unites hearts and minds to reach a critical mass for transformation. And just breathe that in. Each thought, each feeling, each action goes out as an energy into the planetary field of consciousness, influencing what happens in the world, what happens in our lives. Now, in front of you, you see all of the flowering plants and shrubs. And we say, O crocus daffodil, forsythia, quince, rise gloriously with divine passion, saying to us, be bold this spring. Wear your colors with unbridled exuberance. And just imagine what colors you will be wearing this spring. Where do you need to bring color into your body, mind, and spirit? And what color speaks to you at this moment? And just sit with that beautiful sense that we are one. And let us know this. May this spring help us move from thought forms based on separation towards those that recognize and honor the underlying unity of all life on this precious, amazing, and beautiful Mother Earth. And may we open our hearts and minds to the creative miracle that life is, and our potential to co-create with the creator of this universe, a win-win for all. Just envision that beautiful space as you lie there in this beautiful field where we all come together. As Master Rumi says, that field where we envision each other coming together, and there's no separation. Now, as you stand in this field, imagine your arms spread out wide and envision the world saying, O sacred juice of life, flowing source, unite us all as spiritual sisters and brothers in this great awakening. Allow us to see ourselves renewed and alive as we burst forth this spring and revel in awe and gratitude for this time of great rebirth. And as you return to your space here in the room, you gradually can open your eyes and come back to where you're sitting or lying. And just know that we are all one in this great cosmic ocean of life. Namaste, namaste. Peace.
And the base chakra. Close that one. Go down to your feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. And bring the white light back up to the top of your head. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, and he's sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time you meditate, until next time we meet. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to the angelic realm for being with us. We ask that they be in archives for the people listening later. Thank you to the wonderful Brother Tom Comiskey for the wonderful talk and beautiful meditation. And thank you to Gary. And next week we have Jivanda again.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. That's good.
And Jane Dawson. There were no callers today, but next week I should imagine we'll have a lot of people wanting to phone in and get their angelic readings from Jane. And someone saying they're late. Never mind, a lot of people are late today because I got the time wrong, silly me.
And that's quite all right, because everything occurs in the perfect time-space sequence. So everything
that's one
is perfect.
Excuse for it. Okay.
Thank you, Gary and Jan, once again. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Have you anything else to say, Tom, before we play you another song?
No, I'm fine, and I really appreciate being on this channel with you.
Oh, it's been lovely to have you. And I think we're going to be doing an Olivia Newton-John song. And funnily enough, I was watching a program about her during the weekend. And it was talking all about the famous film Grease and all about her life story, which was really good. So let's just have a look and see if we can find it. You saw the film Grease, did you? All of you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't think there's anybody who didn't.
Yeah, the movie was so good I fell off my dinosaur laughing. No.
It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, dear. Well, this thing is acting up as usual, so just bear with me a minute. No, don't take your clothes off. and when you type something into this blog talk radio thing, it keeps coming up with QU word. Anyway, I've got it. So, shall I play this?
You
got to
love Olivia... Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
Now, this is a song that Olivia wrote, I believe, for the people that were recovering from cancer, because she wrote a whole album as she was recovering from cancer. And this is one of the tracks from the album, and it's beautiful. It's called Let Go and Let God.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I hadn't actually heard this one before, so thanks for this, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome. It's beautiful.
When you can't find your direction and your heart won't guide you home, your dreams are broken in the dark.
that was a lovely song from Olivia Newton-John there, dedicated to all the people who had cancer, as she had at one time. She's better now, though.
Yes, beautiful song.
Did you all close your chakras? Well, you all know how to do it, so I just left you to it. No, I tell lies. I forgot that
my mic used. Listening to the archives, make sure you check out Brother Tom's website. And that's www.tauusa.com.
Yes, that's the tauusa.com website. And also, I put a link in there for the www.livestream.com Heart to Soul Interfaith Prayer Channel, of which Brother Tom does quite a bit of presenting on there, and I do about once a month. And we are looking for more presenters. If anyone would like to have a go at presenting on the live stream, it's very similar to the radio, but of course you have a video camera on, and it goes out live.
And we finally got to see Jen Christie's shining face last time. It was quite lovely.
Yeah, did I not have enough face powder on?
Oh, you were lovely. And I would do it, but I don't have a camera. I've got the perfect face for radio. So
oh, get away, Gary. That's an old joke now. You'd make a great job of it, and I think you should actually get on there and have a go. And there are loads of people in the chat room that would be great. For example, Hi Mike Now, Givanda, Blissful, Cairo, Mark, you'll all be good at doing the live stream presentation. So all you need to do is just get on there and, you know, just decide what you wish to speak about and just go for it. You only need to do half an hour if that's all you want to do, or even 15 minutes, whatever.
And I would
that's
do
right,
too, but I haven't got a camera, so.
Oh, well, we'll have to manifest you one.
And Jen,
I
will gladly train.
Sorry? Tom, you just saying you train people up to do that?
I will gladly train, yes.
Well, that'd be good. So you can train me.
Wonderful.
Well,
yes, I've been on television many times before. I used to be a news anchor, so, yeah.
Well, at least you didn't sink. That was good. Sorry about that one. I do get a bit giddy when everything has been going wrong tonight. But never mind. It's always a pleasure to do the Healing Fountain radio show. And we do have people on our list on the Healing Fountain website. That's the goldringhealingfountain.webpaint.com website. And don't forget that the minute you even think about putting your name on that website, the angels know that you need help and are there to help you.
Healing will be cascaded your way instantly. Yes.
Of course. Okay. Then I think we're gonna play with another song by Richard Keogh. We'll play out with this one. It's called A Better Man, and it's a lovely, uplifting song. And thank you once again for being with us, Brother Tom. And
You're welcome.
Hope you come back again soon, because we've really enjoyed your presentation today. It's been great.
I'd love to, Jen.
Oh, anytime. And we've got Givanda again next week, as I said, and Jane Dawson, and Gary, of course. So thank you once again, Gary.
Thank you, John. And thank you, everyone. And thank you again, Givanda, for last week. You were brilliant. Thank you all.
Good. Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that in the archives. I haven't had a chance yet. I've had so much backlog of work to do. But also thank you to the people in the chat room for helping to co-create the wonderful energy that you always help us to co-create. Yes, and even the people listening in on the radio are all helping to co-create the wonderful energy. Okay, so here we go. Richard Keogh, A Better Man. Thank you very much, everybody. And bye.
Thank you all.
God bless, and have a lovely spring. I love you all too.
feel. The sun is on my shoulders and the smog is at my heels. An angel in the clouds now, overhead points out the way, showing me the way to go. And I thought I heard him say, you are a Celtic son, you are the one, now can't you say, it's written in your eyes. So I say, I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday. And though I know it might sound strange, an angel told me, I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday. And though I know it might sound strange, an angel told me. Angels keep on knocking, keep on knocking at my door. Open up and let them in as the healing time begins. Many times I've walked this earth, different faces, different names, but it's all one journey leading to a higher plane. And we say, universal sun, we are all one now, can't you say, written in our eyes. So I say, I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday. Though I know it might sound strange, an angel told me, I'll be a better man today than I was yesterday.
Sounds strange.